Here's some other great town names. Letitz.
What? Sure. No, that's not right.
B double O B.
It's called
La Titz.
Can I ask the producer, did she say that right?
I don't know. That's how it's spelled.
You got it right.
It's spelled.
No, it's Linitz.
Linitz. You were in the ballpark.
Your version's way better than anyone else's.
You're thinking of that club that was down in Kankakee that Paul and I used to go to.
Oh, man, I love that whole crew. Good morning, it's Dave Plyer and for Bob Surratt once again this morning here on 720 WGN. So WGN TV's Backstory has another new episode tomorrow at 6 and Sunday at 11. Larry Potash from the WGN Morning News is behind it all. He's on assignment and is able to actually join us this morning. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
People have not seen you on the morning news this week, and they thought maybe you've been on vacation at your summer home in Gary, Indiana, and I know how important that is to you.
Right.
But you're actually on the road again, which you did pre-pandemic for some even newer episodes of Backstory.
Yeah, we're in my old stomping grounds in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My photographer, Mike D'Angelo, and I are in Tulsa shooting a few stories and heading to Arkansas to shoot a couple of stories there. So always looking for something new.
So you, Mike, and the entire Backstory team are out there.
Yes, the entire Backstory team is in this one car in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Very glamorous.
That's awesome. Well, you know, we've talked about the new season before. Tomorrow is a brand new episode, and you pulled out your own baseball cards to see what they might be worth. That was a big deal back in the day.
It was, because our parents, our dads would always tell us about how their mothers threw away their baseball cards, mm-hmm. and so we made sure to hold on to them. Thought they'd be worth a million, but during our childhoods, things became mass produced.
Yeah.
So that certainly impacted our collections, but there's still hope, and so we explored both the future of the baseball card value and the past, where they came from. And there are, of course, as always, there are always a few surprises about the history of something when you go back and check the story.
I know there was a little bit of a surge during COVID because people were stuck at home and they were going through their things and digging this stuff up if they still had them. And it became a little bit more prevalent. I was reading that like Bryan Cranston, Snoop Dogg, Mark Wahlberg are still avid collectors. They're out there all the time looking for cards.
Right. And, you know, how often are you going through your baseball card collection? So COVID was an opportunity to do that. And, you know, for me, I some of these cards aren't valuable and I'm not going to get rich, but it is so much fun to go through these cards and remember those guys that you used to follow as a kid that, you know, that you haven't seen in 30 years.
You also have other stories that you feature on Backstory. What else is on tomorrow?
Really interesting story that a woman from Indiana, and even the people from her hometown really were not familiar with the story. She was a stunt woman, and she tried to break a record about driving across the country at a time when that was a very difficult thing to do. And I'm pretty sure most, if not all viewers, will not have heard of this woman. But she has an interesting story, and her descendants decided to retrace her steps. And so that's its own personal like sidebar story within the story. So it's someone you should know, as they say.
You know, I always love the stories because, you know, even though it might be a familiar story, it's a different take on it. And I always learn something new about it. So that's got to make it fun for you and keeps it fresh for you, right?
It does. It's a learning experience for me. And even those pieces of history that we think we know, like the Salem witch trials, we really don't know more than a sentence or two. And so it's a nice little refresher because it helps you understand where we are as a society when you can understand where we've come from.
No question. You have a companion podcast with Backstory as well, but the social media sensation is Crap I Found in My Basement, which you do every Saturday before the show airs, which I love. Will we see a new episode of that tomorrow as well?
Yes, I'll be home in time. I'm going to go down to my baseball card collection and see what I can pull out, maybe show a few baseball themed things for crap I found in my basement. I think I may be coming to the end of the crap there, but when it comes to the baseball cards, there's plenty.
When you're ready for that, I've got a lot of crap in my basement. Just stop by the house. We'll do it at my place for the next season.
That's what I need. I need to start having guests on. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we may do that.
Okay. All right. Larry Potash, the new season of Backstory continues Saturdays at 6 on WGN-TV and, of course, Sundays at 11 o'clock. Thanks, Larry. Enjoy the day off.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, buddy. All right, let's take a look at your weekend weather. Beautiful day on Saturday.